609, leaving Jensen Beach.
609, go ahead.
Yeah, I got something kind of funny to report to you. I was just kind of brutally assaulted by another TriNet bus driver.
All right. What happened?
With still over 7 minutes left on my layover time and with plenty of room behind me parked, I was parked in that layover area by Stanford's restaurant. He drives around me and parks up there at the service stop, gets out of his bus, and there's people standing on the sidewalk, and he comes up to me, starts swearing at me, yelling at me, telling me like to get my rear end up to the service stop and get out of the way and all this other stuff. I'm going like, what are you doing? You're, why are you yelling and swearing at me? And he just, you know, he just kind of went off on me. And I said, what's your name and your employee number? He says, my name is Joe. He turned and walked away. And got in his bus and drove away. Anyway, I just, you know, it was in front of customers and it was completely out of line.
I absolutely agree with you, and I would certainly have a little discussion with my manager. I hope you got his bus number.
I honestly did not get his bus number because he was far enough away. As I was starting to walk to him, he had already gotten back into his bus and drove instantly away, but he's the sixth right in front of me. I don't know if he's still on duty or not. I think he just finished because he drove past us and went directly to the service stop, dropped his people off, and left.
Well, let me see what I can find. I know the bus that's currently laid over there is actually your leader, but let me see what I can find for you. Hold on here.
If it helps, too, I have never seen this driver before, and I pretty much know all the six drivers. I've been driving the six now for 15 months. I think this driver is out of Merlo because I have never, ever seen him before.
Well, that would explain he must have looped the block because 66 train 7 is showing up as being 31 minutes early, which means that he had to have looped the block to make that happen. You want me to send you a badge number, bus number, something?
I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do next, but I know one thing. I just wanted to call you guys because, like I say, swearing in front of customers and trying to belittle me for actually staying in the correct layover area I thought was completely out of line.
I agree. And what I'm saying is for you to take this information to your manager so that it can be addressed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I misunderstood you. Yes, I would love it if you could, like, you sit on the cab because I'm driving right now and I'll write it down later if that would be okay.
That would be fine. And while I have you on the radio, it looks like you cut across at Tomahawk Island.
Yes.
Well, we're not supposed to do that unless you're instructed to do so. I'll double check the hard copy reroute sheet, but I think that's only when instructed to do so.
I'm sorry, okay, I won't do it again until I'm instructed. I was thinking that I was told to do that, but okay, I won't do it anymore. Thank you.
Yeah, it has something to do with maintaining.